This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I am here at Site Village Glasgow 2026 at the Optelec table with Paul Bartley. Hi, Paul. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Can you tell us a bit about what you've got on offer today? Yeah.
So, well, Optelec are an assistive technology manufacturer who've been going for well over 50 years now, and we cover every aspect of people's journeys with sight loss, from good old-fashioned optical magnifiers, anti-glare shield, lighting, to electronic, portable, semi-portable desktops, video magnifiers, and then text-to-speech devices, braille, software, pretty much everything in one-stop shop. But what we've got as a new product at the moment, we've kind of redesigned the wheel. We have a range of optical magnifiers that we primarily supply to hospital NHS clinics, low vision clinics. So these are issued free of charge. Historically, they always came with a good old-fashioned 203 AA, AAA batteries, which some people struggled changing the batteries, obviously, with the sight loss. Other people just didn't like the idea because the batteries obviously don't last that long. So we went back to our guys, and they've moved up to the 21st century, because everything nowadays, as you know, is run by rechargeable lithium batteries. Smartphones, tablets, you name it, the world runs on these rechargeable batteries. So we said, well, why can't we do that with a magnifier? So even though the magnifier with the illumination is exactly the same as it's always been, we've effectively sealed the battery compartment and put a USB-C, so again, worldwide standard USB-C connection, to recharge a lithium battery instead, which gives you now 18 hours of power on one charge, an LED that shows up when you plug the charger in, and because it's USB-C, it doesn't matter the orientation of the cable to work on that one. So we're finding already it's a lot easier for people to plug in, because they're used to it, because they have a smartphone and they have a tablet. So even, you know, for people who just want to keep very simple, no more fiddly batteries, these things are available, only for effectively a few pound more on top of the standard price. So we have these in stand magnifiers, hand magnifiers, and even pocket magnifiers, all using the same technology on that side as well. Still come through with the three different colour temperatures. Hard to do this on the radio, but we have an orange light, a white light, and a bluey white light for different people's visual issues. Macular conditions, for instance, do prefer what we call a 4500 Kelvin, which is more of a white light, but we have different light levels for different people, just again for glare issues and things like that. And finally, yes, we also introduced, again reinvent the wheel, a torch, because a lot of people just need good illumination, and they have the stigma of not wanting to walk around with, as I call it, a Sherlock Holmes magnifier. They don't like doing that, and I get that. I totally understand that. So we went back to our guys and said, how about just having a much more brighter torch instead? Because everybody uses torches. It's never a problem. So we did exactly the same thing. So again, we have the battery and USB-C charger just for people with low-level magnification needs. So yeah, we've got all these available, and they've been available for about 3 months now, and already I'd probably say about 40% of NHS clinics have switched to these and moved away from the battery ones, just on environmental use. You know, there's no more batteries, so there's no more wastage, no more landfill. Kind of work simple on that. So that's one of the main new products that Optelec and Switzer have got out at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting for so many reasons, like you say, because for people that are coming to terms with needing a bit more magnification but want to not draw too much attention to themselves, you've got the torches, and people with a power bank, or even if they have a magnifier that runs out of battery at a friend's house, everyone's going to have a cable.
Absolutely. And again, it is often a case of keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate the matter. And yeah, luckily, you can't get much more simple than a magnifier. So by doing this, we've just brought it up to the 21st century without causing the usual stress and strains of new technology. It's not a problem. And when people know that, it's like, oh yeah, I totally understand that. And yeah, I'll have one of them instead, please. Thank you very much. So yeah.
Absolutely. And how can people find these and buy one?
Yeah, well, again, mostly a lot are through the low vision clinics. So even, obviously, we're in Glasgow, so Gart and Ervil are going to be moving over to this range, hopefully soon. But generally speaking, most hospital low vision clinics have them. Also, a lot of the sight loss charities, including the national ones like RNIB, also have these and moving over to this new style one. And again, we're not stopping the battery version, because there's still people who prefer the battery version. But this is a modern-day alternative. So they're available from national, local sight loss charities and also some independent opticians who are starting to bring on the range as well. So pretty much everywhere. And, of course, obviously, directly from ourselves.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Trade.
Thank you very much. Thank you.